Welcome to the Narrow Pod Between Pages, where we read Patrick Rothfuss's The Narrow Road Between Desires, page by page, and then we talk about it. This is page 148, with an illustration on 149. You swung the axe, you hit the wood. There wasn't room in the experience to extemporize. Even so, there was something in the way he went about the task that caught the eye. When he set the log upright, he moved intently. Then he would stand tall for a small moment, absolutely still. Then came the swing. It was a fluid thing, the placement of his feet, the play of the long muscles in his arms. There was nothing exaggerated, nothing like a flourish. Even so, when he brought the axe up and over in a perfect arc, there was a grace to it. The sharp cough the wood made as it split, the sudden way the halves went tumbling to the ground, he made it all look somehow dashing. He worked a hard half hour, at which time Nettie came out of the house carrying a glass of water and a handful of fat carrots with the loose greens still attached. I'm sure that's at least a half a dozen carrots worth of work, she said, smiling at him. Bass took the glass of water, drank half, then bent and poured the rest over his head and the back of his neck. He shook himself off a bit, then stood back up, his dark hair curling and clinging to his face. Are you sure there's nothing else you could use a hand with? He asked, giving the end of the page. I'm Bill.
I'm Joy.
And I'm Nick. You won't get rid of me that easily.
Whew. Okay.
So yet another getting bath time for Bast.
Yeah, shirt off. Let me pour water all over my head, which of course is going to drip down my already sweaty body.
Again, very utilitarian way of cooling off quickly after hard several minutes of physical labor.
Actually, very inefficient. If you want to cool down quickly, you should put something cool on your cheeks or the palms of your hands or the soles of your feet.
Yeah, I mean, he poured it on his head. It's gonna rush by his cheeks and his neck.
Back of the even neck Bast, is less efficient.
Even Bass has something to learn.
We do have quite an illustration on this page.
Yeah, they're seriously looking into each other's eyes here. It's a picture of Nettie and Bast.
Bast is cut.
Yeah, I have a daydream. I have sort of these ideas for like little gifts I could get my pager friends. Theme gifts. Maybe when we finish the final book. And the one I want to do for Jeremy is if I ever meet Nate Taylor at a con, or maybe I'll commission him specifically, I want him to draw some smut of Bast. I want him to do like this, except like whole hog out.
Well,
and I want to get that for Jeremy.
So you say that, but the way he's holding these carrots.
Yeah.
It might as well be whole hog out, I think.
And I'll just give some other details about the page. We can see the moon. It's a sliver moon.
Yeah.
In the background, we can see some beehives, which I think may, from the lightning tree, may be important.
I'm very excited about the beehive discussion.
Me too. The cup that Bass is holding appears to be chipped. And I agree that the carrots with the greens are being held in a very suggestive manner. And a suggestive height, in any case.
Mm-hmm.
I think if Jeremy was here, he'd say, that's just a picture. It doesn't mean anything. None of these details are important.
Well, at least he wouldn't be complaining about the sweetness of the carrots. So.
Certainly not. I do like this description of how Bass does the wood chopping. It does feed into him being kind of otherworldly or like perfect, almost like anything he does with some measure of perfection. No wasted effort, no wasted energy. The idea that it all looks dashing is interesting. And it certainly does feed into the idea that some folks here have been putting forward that Bast is working the charms.
Well, I was going to ask, we've talked about this in the past about how sort of glamoury is a big part of the undercurrent of this book. And so do you think there is any glamoury happening in the way that he's chopping this wood? Or is it purely just he's good at chopping wood in a mostly dashing way?
Remind me, which one is glamoury?
Making things seem.
Maybe he's making the wood chopping be more choppy. I don't know. Maybe.
No, I like that. Yeah,
you know, maybe it's glamoury. I don't know anything. But I thought it was really funny when you kept saying chopping wood. I couldn't keep it together. I'm 12 years old.
This whole passage is kind of laden, right? The last few pages.
Have we already done a maybe it's glamoury, maybe it's chopping wood joke or whatever? I'm sure that's been in there somewhere, right?
Maybe it's chopping
maybe
wood.
Maybe he's born with it. Maybe it's glamoury. Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, if you got it, flaunt it. Or if you can make it seem, flaunt it.
Yeah, I got to sing the producers.
Got it. Flaunt it. That's all I know for that song. I don't remember all the words.
I'm impressed. That was good.
I was thinking about the producers today, actually. A little bit of synchronicity. I was thinking about the differences in the way they cast the Hitler guy in the movie and in the original movie versus the stage play. And I was thinking about which one was more impactful. And I don't know. I think I prefer any version that doesn't include Will Ferrell.
I might agree with that.
That seems reasonable.
In the chat, Amrita has pointed out that half an hour seems like a lot for 6 carats. I'm also inclined to agree, although I thought on yesterday's page, there was a good point that kind of, you know, wood is cheap and carrots are cheap. So, but yeah, I wouldn't work half an hour for 6 carats.
Well, but maybe also in a rural area, labor is cheap too, right? And right. It could all be equivalent. Yeah. I also was...
These are nice carrots, it turns out. We were talking about them as being like crummy carrots from nowhere, but these are like fat carrots.
If the minimum wage is $7-something an hour, actually, that's kind of...
Yeah.
Right.
And
yeah, with the price of groceries these days...
Plus, you could come up with a couple different reasons why she's in the house and not too eager to get back outside. You know, the charitable reason would be there's 3 kids there or 2 kids there. And, you know, there's a lot to deal with. Or, you know, maybe just the window was positioned in such a way that it didn't really encourage her to get back out there very quickly.
Totally. On a side note, my horse favorite treat used to be carrots with the greens still on.
As I was sort of in the middle of reading this, I wasn't really thinking about that it says that Bast bent down a bit and poured the water over his neck. And so then the next line is that he shook himself off a bit. And that just read very like, I just got this mental picture really quickly of like a dog shaking himself off, which sounded very kind of animalistic.
It's a little dog-like.
Yeah, which is kind of Bast, right? He is not human, ultimately. I guess it makes sense to sort of like shake your head when you've got all this hair that's wet, though.
Yeah, but I think you're 100% right with the idea that this is like an animalistic through line.
Right, I had this image of him like shaking like his torso as well.
There's a nice little line, the sharp cough the wood made as it split. I've never heard that description, but it fits just right.
It is very perfect.
Here, here.
And we will fit just right with the listeners on tomorrow's narrow page.
Page.